A few showers will be possible across parts of the upper Midwest and the eastern portions of the northern plains briefly this weekend, but don't look for any kind of serious setback in the mostly favorable weather. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We do expect to see a south wind blow across the region the rest of the afternoon today, and warm weather will be the bottom line. We do have a low pressure center that will come across the region Saturday evening going into Sunday, and that will likely generate a little bit of sporadic light shower activity in the forms of rain and snow, but the coverage is going to be very poor with one exception, and that'll be in the southeast corner of South Dakota and southern Minnesota, where a well-developed low-pressure center is expected to pass nearby. That low-pressure system will develop on Sunday afternoon in Kansas, and it will work its way to Wisconsin by the time we get to Monday afternoon. And in the movement of that, we will expect to see a little bit of wraparound moisture reaching into eastern and southern South Dakota and southern and central parts of Minnesota. Now, this precipitation will occur mostly as rain and rain and mixed with some snow, but the moisture totals are not likely to be much more than about a quarter of an inch, and the closer you are to the Iowa-Nebraska border, the higher the potential is you'll get some of that meaningful moisture. For the most part, though, that's going to stay outside of the majority of our listening area. Now, there may be a few other spotty areas of light snow that work their way southward from Canada into northern and eastern North Dakota very briefly late Sunday going into early Monday, but that precipitation will not accumulate in a significant manner, and it will be followed by a surface high pressure center settling into the region on Monday night going into Tuesday, and that will likely give us a clearing trend, at least to limit the amount of precipitation that can occur for a little while. Now, that high pressure system may not come far enough to the south to completely clear out the sky. We may have a few spits of light snowfall still occurring during the middle part of next week, but certainly no major storm system is expected to impact the region. The temperatures are going to continue to be very pleasant the rest of the day today and on into the heart of our weekend. We do expect the readings to get warm. In fact, we'll probably see temperatures getting their way up into the 30s and some upper 20s as we move forward in time. Sunday afternoon will probably be warmest, but tomorrow won't be too bad at all either. And we do expect a return of somewhat cooler weather to come with that low pressure system early next week, and highs will gradually work their way back to the teens and 20s for highs, and perhaps some single digits and teens for lows. But with the coldest weather at night will not occur until midweek. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.